fires it. It's a wide open. Remarkable. Touchdown, Buffalo. Davis again.
You throw a fourth TD. On a dime, you ain't got no fear of any Colts or Dolphins. Josh Allen gets Bills the wins. You want to play the Chiefs and to beat Andy Reid and his schemes, avenging your past mistakes, and take the Bills to the big game. 3 years, I thought you was phony. Got Diggs, then you flipped it on me. I was thinking you were Carson Wentz. You made your mark, became an MVP. Deep throws, always looking daunting. Tossed up to Davis and McKenzie. It's hard for teams to deny it when Allen beats double safeties. You keep losing to Mahomes, sitting on the bench 13 to go. Overtime coin flips turned up wrong, makes your season seem so marginal. And this year you'll find a way, gonna get past Kansas City. Allen and the Bills are gonna be Super Bowl champs 2023. Oh, I wanna run the ball, don't wanna slide, I just wanna dive. Send me the call and I'll throw the ball. I wanna run the ball, don't wanna slide, I'm just gonna dive. Send me the call and I'll throw the ball. You throw a fourth TD on a dime, you ain't got no fear of any Colts or Dolphins. Josh Allen gets Bills the wins. You want to play the Chiefs and to beat Andy Reid and his schemes, avenging your past mistakes, and take the Bills to the big game. All right, everybody. However and whenever you may be listening, welcome into another fantabulous episode of Wired Up. This is Wired Up episode 159 on the Take It Easy podcast. These are our bonus shows here. Wired Up usually are shows that occur during football season when there's college on Saturday or a big story breaking over the weekend and we got to knock something out on a Sunday morning because it's just so engaging and exciting. That's what we use Wired Up for, and Wired Up, of course, originally stood for Week in Review plus Extra Discussion, W-I-R-E-D, and now it's evolved over the years into this wonderful roaming episode that we do on the show. We welcomed you in with our Buffalo Bills parody song set to Lil Nas X's Sun Goes Down, which I would encourage you to listen to that song if you just heard the parody song. It would make more sense, some of the jokes and references. But we went cold turkey with the parody song, which those of you who have been listening to the podcast for the last 2 years have heard that song many a times in the context of the Buffalo Bills. But I wanted to bring up the Buffalo Bills today on a brief little Wired Up because Stephon Diggs got traded from the Buffalo Bills to the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans got Stephon Diggs basically for trading down from pick number 23, which was their first rounder this year, down to pick 42, which is now their second rounder this year. They got a bonus second round pick for moving down there with Minnesota. They then traded that 2025 second rounder to Buffalo in exchange for Stephon Diggs. And Diggs now finds himself headed to the Houston Texans as he has been jettisoned out of Buffalo. There was a really great sound from one of those The Match competitions between famous athletes playing golf, and somehow it does enough ratings for them to bring it back every year, sometimes mixing in famous golfers, less famous golfers like Max Homa, or ladies on the LPGA Tour, I think was the last one that they did, but they do these like golf tournaments, and we're not allowed to use the sound from that golf tournament here on the podcast because we don't have the rights to, but there was a really funny sound from when 2 years ago Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, and Josh Allen all did a golf tournament, and Tom Brady made the joke that This was right after the Devontae Adams trade from the Packers to the Raiders, and it was right after the Tariq Hill trade from the Kansas City to Miami. And I remember Stephon Diggs was kind of what Tom Brady was alluding to, but Tom Brady said, "Hey, look, Devontae left Aaron, Tyreek left Patrick. Eventually, someone's gonna leave you, Josh." And everyone had a laugh at that, and it's like, oh, look at this young guy. He hasn't come around to the realities of the NFL yet, and now, lo and behold, Stephon Diggs got traded. The player who was more instrumental than any in the development of a quarterback that I have seen in my lifetime. Like, Stephon Diggs getting traded to Buffalo was the turning point in Josh Allen's career and Josh Allen's development. They had made the playoffs in 2019, as a wild card, and Josh Allen was the reason that they did not advance further. They had, I believe, the number 2 ranked defense in the NFL that season, won 12 games. They went 12-4 in the regular season and lost in the wild card round in large part because of Josh Allen. And Josh Allen comes in, Stephon Diggs comes in, Josh Allen develops into an MVP quarterback. He has this gigantic leap that is responsible for one of our most freezing cold takes of all time that was said that Carson Wentz would be a top 5 quarterback in the NFL in 2020 and Josh Allen would be out of a job by the end of the season. And if we had just flipped those two around, we would have been the hottest of hot takes of all time, and instead we got the giant white quarterbacks wrong. And hey, now Carson Wentz is the backup to Patrick Mahomes, which means in the universe that we had predicted back in 2020 with one of our most freezing of all freezing cold takes, in that universe, Josh Allen would be the backup to Patrick Mahomes going into this season instead of the player who everyone tries to turn into the Brady Mahomes rivalry thing. When the closer example of the Brady Mahomes rivalry is probably Joe Burrow versus Patrick Mahomes, but neither really check out, because the reason it was interesting was that Peyton Manning was the MVP quarterback and Tom Brady was the guy with the great defense who was winning all the time, and Patrick Mahomes is the 3-time MVP and 3-time Super Bowl champion who has never lost against Josh Allen in the playoffs. And I think it's so interesting that this is where the Stephon Diggs trade comes in for the Buffalo Bills. This is where I think is most interesting. Buffalo had this 4-year run of incredible success that it is hard to not argue was an underachievement, right? So Stephon Diggs gets there in 2020. They get the number 2 seed in the AFC. Josh Allen finishes second for MVP behind Aaron Rodgers. They make it to the AFC Championship game for the first time since 1994. They win their first playoff games for the first time since the 1990s. And Buffalo gets the AFC Championship game. They're playing at Kansas City. And 2020 Kansas City was the best of the Kansas City teams. I will still attest to the fact that was the best of the Kansas City teams. And that was the one that lost in the Super Bowl against Tom Brady and Tampa Bay. Like, that Kansas City team was the most dominant of any. That was like pinnacle of Kansas City offensive explosion, can score 35 points against anybody. And hey, by the way, that's exactly what they did, because Kansas City muffed a punt in that AFC Championship game, and Buffalo scored a touchdown early, and then Kansas City scored 35 consecutive points. And Buffalo's only offense was off of a Kansas City special teams mistake that set them up with first and goal. Other than that, Buffalo could not score against Kansas City, and Kansas City dropped 35 unanswered points on Buffalo. So they made it to the AFC Championship game in 2020. 2021, they get as close as any team has gotten to beating Kansas City up to that point without actually beating Kansas City. And that was that incredible Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes score 7 touchdowns in the final 2 minutes, greatest regular season football game of all time. 13 seconds left. Patrick Mahomes goes down the field, kicks the field goal. They get the ball, score the game-winning touchdown in overtime, and then the NFL completely changes their overtime rules to make sure that a scenario like that will never happen again to Josh Allen, that Josh Allen is there sitting on the bench while Patrick Mahomes is winning the game at the end of what is maybe the greatest football game that has been played in the last 40 years of NFL football. And so they changed the overtime rules, Buffalo comes back the next year, has the number one team in the NFL, irrefutably. They are number one in SRS ranking. They are number one in win they are number one in expected win-loss record. They're number one in SRS ranking, which is, we've talked about this before, SRS ranking is if you took every team in the NFL and had them play against a perfectly league average opponent on a neutral field, what would the score, what would the point spread of that game be? And Buffalo was like far and away the best team in the NFL. Number one in DVOA, number one in... for most of the season, number one in DVOA. They didn't end the regular season number one, but number one in DVOA, number one in SRS ranking, number one in expected win-loss record. Buffalo was the best team in the NFL coming back in 2022. And they got to the second round of the playoff and lost at home to Cincinnati. A game that was irrefutably a disappointment. Irrefutably, they came up short in 2022. And what was so interesting is that as Josh Allen gets the big contract extension, as Stephon Diggs gets the big contract extension, they have to evolve and adapt and change to build around a quarterback and a receiver making over $50 million against the salary cap, as opposed to the first 3 years of their run, 2020, 2021, and 2022, where Allen and Diggs were making progressively combined $15 million, $18 million, and I believe it was like 29 or 30 the last year of 2022. And then that 30 jumped to 50, and you're seeing them double the amount of money and almost triple the amount of money that they were making against the salary cap. Meanwhile, Brandon Bean, the general manager of the Buffalo Bills, has not drafted a Pro Bowler since the Josh Allen draft class of 2018. And there's everything that happened with DeMar Hamlin mixed in there, which I don't want to dive into the psychology of how that played out after DeMar Hamlin collapses on the field and then they, you know, they're the best team in the NFL is now affected by this tragedy that that looks like a brother has just died on the battlefield, and how do you kind of react to that stuff? And that's too deep into the armchair psychology stuff to kind of dissect, but acknowledging that that was going on at the same time, that the Bills are also figuring out, hey, what does the next version of this team look like? And they don't really have much of an answer up to this point. And then they get to 2023 and they lose a bunch of close one-score games, but they're clearly still an elite team and they're trying to figure things out on the fly. And Ken Dorsey gets fired, and then we have the weird Sean McDermott 9/11 thing, which is crazy that I'm just bypassing that as the Sean McDermott 9/11 thing, as if that's not just an absolutely batshit crazy thing that happened in the middle of last season that we probably don't talk about enough as much as the memes get made. And what was so interesting is that Buffalo, after years of saying, hey, they're going to have to evolve around Diggs and Josh Allen, they're going to have to change up the way that they construct the roster. And after years of saying they're going to have to change up how they construct the roster, they're going to have to change the players around Josh Allen, 2023 was finally the season that they made that pivot. They're running more 12 personnel. Yeah, use a first-round pick to select Dalton Kincaid, and they play Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox on the field at the same time. Gabe Davis, who is this big deep threat receiver who had four touchdown catches and 230 yards receiving in that greatest game ever played in 2021, hey, he's become completely obsolete as the NFL itself is moving more towards dominate time of possession, running the football, sit on the ball on offense to shorten the game, and shortening the game gives you the best chance to win at the end when you have a playmaker, because less plays means less variance, and less variance means that, hey, your playmaker at the end will give you a better chance to beat a team that you are not as good as, like Kansas City or Cincinnati. But at least if you're Buffalo, you have a puncher's chance because you can still run a great offense. If you're one of these like teams with crappy offenses, it doesn't matter whether you run a lot of plays or not a lot of plays, you're still going to get cooked because you have to have great players in order to compete at the highest levels of the NFL, which I know is not the most shocking thing in the world. But if the last 6 years have taught us anything, it's having great players on your team makes a difference, and your ability to develop and evaluate great players helps a hell of a lot more than it does just finding diamonds in the rough. I digress. Buffalo starts running more 12 personnel. They change the way they run their offense. Gabe Davis, completely obsolete. Just do not need him anymore in that offense. We need a slot receiver who's a volume guy who can use the pass like the run, short field, slants, drags, screen passes, even some motion offense end arounds. You just need one of those guys, two tight ends, a running back, and Stephon Diggs. But Stephon Diggs gets phased out of an offense that has moved to entirely prioritizing interior offensive line and figuring out how to effectively run the football, something that Buffalo for years could not figure out unless it was Josh Allen running the ball 12 times a game. Because in multiple playoff games, the loss against Cincinnati, the loss against Kansas City in 2021, Buffalo had running backs that were completely phased out of the game. In that playoff game that was the greatest ever, Buffalo versus Kansas City in 2021, Josh Allen was the team's leading rusher with 12 attempts for like 60-something yards, and the next closest rusher was like 4 carries, I believe, for Buffalo in that game. Like, Buffalo had never been able to figure out the running game until they got James Cook, signed Connor McGovern, invested in the interior offensive line, and now all of a sudden Buffalo has a rushing attack with 12 personnel, and they've changed the way they've run the offense to slow the game down, dominate time of possession. It has phased Gabe Davis completely out of the offense, and in the final 6 games of the season, Stephon Diggs is not much of a factor in what they're running on offense. But all of it is with the vision that controlling the time of possession, limiting the number of explosive plays, sitting on the ball, effectively using play action off of these running plays, and getting Josh Allen moving out to his right in a way that, and throwing, moving to the right in a way that he does better than I would argue any quarterback in all of football. That will be a better game plan for when we play Kansas City and Cincinnati. And Kansas City and Cincinnati became Kansas City and Baltimore. But that will be a more effective strategy for when we play the best of the best teams, because we can beat all these other ones no matter what we do. We have talented enough players that we will beat all of these teams as enough times to get in the playoffs. And granted, they tested that theory very dramatically this last year because they had so many games that came down to the very end and losing crazy one-score games like the Broncos Monday night game or the Eagles game where Gabe Davis runs the wrong route. They just had so many wacky one-score losses last year, but they were irrefutably a great football team. And all of it was a game plan to take on that one game against Kansas City and that one game against Cincinnati, and if they got past those, that one game to play against the Eagles or San Francisco in the Super Bowl. Changing up that offensive game plan was working to a T, even if it phased Stephon Diggs completely out of the offense for the most part. And it was working. It was working. The pivot was working in a way that I didn't expect it would for Buffalo, because it required a level of foresight that Buffalo did not exhibit when they lost the playoff game in 2022 to Cincinnati. We're complaining about Cincinnati getting a Ja'Marr Chase. And by the way, it didn't look like any of their future draft picks had much of a chance of becoming impact all-pro players. And James Cook made a Pro Bowl, and Connor McGovern was one of the best interior offensive linemen in the league, signed as a free agency acquisition. Buffalo made it work and got to the playoff game against Kansas City at home, by virtue of the Dolphins getting injured and collapsing at the end of the season, because the Dolphins should have won that division and should have gotten the home playoff game. But Buffalo got the good break of a home playoff game. They got Kadarius Toney lining up offsides to decide home field advantage in their playoff game. They got the good breaks go their way. They got home field advantage. Kansas City had to play their first road playoff game at Buffalo with this new offense predicated on 12 personnel running the ball, play actions, and getting tight ends and running backs involved in an offense in a way that Buffalo has rarely been able to do in the 4 years of post Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen at an MVP level. And what was so interesting was that it was working. They were up against Kansas City at home. They scored on their first five possessions of the game, including three touchdowns against Kansas City in that playoff game, and they still lost. They still lost to Kansas City, and now what they're faced with is, we're going to run that offense, but we don't have the safety blanket of Stephon Diggs anymore. And we don't have that safety blanket of Diggs or Gabe Davis, and we're going to have to evolve and adapt. They'll probably draft a receiver in the first round this year, but their receiving room right now is a whole bunch of nobodies. It is Curtis Samuel. It is KJ Hamler, a Denver Broncos reject, and the Denver Broncos never have good wide receivers. It's KJ Hamler. It's Curtis Samuel. It's Andy Isabella. They got no receivers, but they have two tight ends, a strong running game, and a strong interior offensive line, and that's the offense Joe Brady wants to run given the personnel packages that he has. And by the way, I think it's going to work to a T, but I don't know whether it's good enough to get Buffalo over what Buffalo is. And what Buffalo is just the third best team in the AFC. That's what they've been for 3 years. They're just the third best team. And nothing you can change about your offense, nothing you can change about your game plan or your personnel packages or your salary cap management just might not change the fact that your team is very predicated on Josh Allen and his success. And Josh Allen is just the third best quarterback in the NFL. And if he's just your third best quarterback in the NFL, sometimes there is but a ceiling that they're going to be able to execute because their team is so Josh Allen-centric. And I'm so interested and curious to see what comes of Josh Allen next time he plays against Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or one of these teams. Because Buffalo is looking dramatically different than they did last year. They got rid of three quarters of their secondary last offseason. Poyer's gone. Tre'Davious White is gone. The other corner who signed with the Dolphins, I forgot his name now, is gone. Kyir Elam, though, is really good. Tyron Johnson, the slot corner, was an all-pro last year. So, like, they have options. They have players. But they're just not the names that you're used to. And so I'm curious to see what it's going to look like next year for Josh Allen and Buffalo, given that the safety blanket is gone and given that the offense that they have changed and adapted and evolved isn't going to look identical to the way that it did last year. I'm curious to see what comes of it. But time will tell. I thought that was the interesting take around the Stephon Diggs trade, and I'm curious to see what comes next for the Buffalo Bills. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for stopping in here to the Take It Easy podcast. We have got episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday here on the show. Long-form conversations like these and occasionally wired ups like these on various days spread throughout the week. Thank you for stopping in. We greatly appreciate your time and your support. We will talk to you again on Monday. In the meantime, take it easy. You throw a fourth TD on a dime. You ain't got no fear of any Colts or Dolphins. Josh Allen gets Bills the wins. You want to play the Chiefs and to beat Andy Reid and his schemes, avenging your past mistakes, and take the Bills to the big game. 3 years, I thought you was phony. Got Diggs, then you flipped it on me. I was thinking you were Carson Wentz. You made your mark, became an MVP. Deep throws, always looking daunting. tossed up to Davis and McKenzie. It's hard for teams to deny it. When Allen beats double safeties, you keep losing to Mahomes. Sitting on the bench, 13 to go. Overtime coin flips turned up wrong. Makes your season seem so marginal. And this year you'll find a way. Gonna get past Kansas City. Allen and the Bills are gonna be Super Bowl champs 2023. Oh, I wanna run the ball, don't wanna slide, I just wanna dive. Send me the call, and I'll throw the ball. I wanna run the ball, don't wanna slide, I'm just gonna dive. Send me the call, and I'll throw the ball. You throw a fourth TD on a dime, you ain't got no fear of any Colts or Dolphins. Josh Allen gets Bills the wins. You want to play the Chiefs and to beat Andy Reid and his schemes, avenging your past mistakes, and take the Bills to the big game.